This is expected to be the most expensive state race in Arkansas history. A lot of the money will be coming from outside the state, with Arkansas among a handful of Senate races that could determine the balance of power in the Senate. Joining me is Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas, who will be covering the announcement for us tonight. And Roby, what are we expecting this evening?
This is going to be a community barbecue dinner. Tom Cotton's basically inviting the community of Dardanelle, which I imagine will be about as big as every corner of the state, from Republican activists that will come to see him make his announcement. And a pretty rah-rah campaign atmosphere.
Who are some of the people you think will be there?
I think we'll see a lot of state legislators in the crowd, particularly some of the Republican leadership that's very supportive of Tom Cotton and his what he stands for in terms of new leadership in the Republican Party. I wouldn't be surprised either to see some congressmen there. I think Congressman Tim Griffin, maybe Congressman Steve Womack, they'll all want to be seen with the Republican Party activists that will be there. And I think they have all been very encouraging of Cotton getting in this race.
Politically, Tom Cotton has been well to the right of even the rest of Arkansas's congressional delegation. Do you expect we'll see him trying to moderate or move to the middle any during this campaign?
I actually do not think that Tom Cotton will deviate or pivot much from where we've seen him take some hardline political stands. I think that he is a conservative that believes in some of the votes and has stood by some of the votes that he's made. I think he's known for quite some time that he's going to run for the U.S. Senate. If he were going to pivot to the middle or try to strike a little bit more conciliatory or independent tone, I think he would have done it in some votes that he's had the opportunity to do already, and he hasn't. So I think what you see is what you're going to get.
What is it that has gotten the party and especially the financial backers, many from outside the state? We've been hearing about a possible Senate run even before he won the House race. Mm-hmm. What is it about Tom Cotton that has enabled him to generate this kind of support, not even face a likely primary challenge?
Well, I like to joke that I think Tom Cotton was running for the U.S. Senate when he ran for the U.S. Congress last year. So he has got a national network of supporters. Part of that is from his time at Harvard. A lot of it is from the Republican Party circles he's run in over the years. A lot of it is his resume. He's a war hero, served in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's got this impressive legal background from Harvard. He's very articulate on a lot of conservative principles and issues, and he just has become a national darling of the Republican Party. And he kind of appeals to both the Tea Party conservative Republican activists as well as the establishment conservative Republicans. And so he kind of wades in both of those circles pretty comfortably. And I think that's part of what makes him have so much appeal.
What are the biggest challenges you think he'll face?
I think that for Tom Cotton, his biggest challenges are going to be some of these controversial votes that he's taken, whether it's disaster relief or the farm bill, and most recently the student loan package, where he has really stood out from the rest of the delegation. Those are votes that will be very easy for Mark Pryor to portray Tom Cotton as extreme on. And I think that really what you're going to see in that U.S. Senate race is going to be a battle of the negatives. Tom Cotton's going to get portrayed as too extreme every chance that he gets. By the Republicans, they're going to demonize Mark Pryor and try to tie him to Barack Obama with every vote that they can. So Pryor equals Obama, Tom Cotton equals too extreme. That's really what that race is going to boil down to.
And yesterday, the Democratic Party unveiled a website, meettomcotton.com, and detailing primarily the issues that you pointed out.
There will be no shortage of political party activists, special interest groups, not to mention the candidates themselves wading into some issues. We're 14, 15 months out from Election Day, and this race has already got the feel that we're post-Labor Day heading into the home stretch. It's only going to ramp up and get more intense, I think, as we see out-of-state interest groups come in. And the fact that there's only about four or five Senate seats in the whole nation, they're going to determine the control of the U.S. Senate between Republicans and Democrats. Arkansas is going to be one of those. It will not surprise me if this time next fall we're looking at this Arkansas Senate race and it may determine the balance of power in the U.S. Senate.
Roby Brock is with Talk Business Arkansas, and we'll be covering tonight's event in Dartnell. Roby, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Michael Hiplin, KUAR News.